Hello and welcome back to Topics in Personal Growth. Tonight we'll be doing the 13 Attributes of Mercy, the Yud Gimul Midot HaRachamim. For this we will be taking the first chapter of the Sefer Tomer Devorah, the Palm Tree of Devorah, written by Rav Moshe Cordovero. There, Rav Moshe Cordovero goes through the 13 attributes and he details each one in terms of what they are and in terms of how we apply them to our lives in a practical nature. So let's begin. Hadam roi shita melekono v'aziye besod hatsura ha'elyonaha. It is proper for a person that he should emulate his Creator. For then, when a person does this, he will then be a representation of that which is above. Tselem udmut, image and likeness. She'ilu yidume b'gufo v'lo b'pu'ulot. That if a person was only to be in the image of God, which he's born with, he's created with, that is the way that God made him, but he did not extend that into his actions, hareu machziva tzura. He's turning around and he's falsifying the very form which he has. Vayomru alav tzurana umaasim keurim. So what's going to happen? People will say, wow, nice form, lousy action. In other words, each and every one of us is the representation of all that which is in the heavens. We have that form, we have that image and likeness, and therefore we have responsibilities that come as a result of this. If we are lax in those responsibilities, we are reflecting on the Creator Himself, and therefore we are bringing falsehood to the world. Sherei ikar hatzelem v'dmut elyon hen pulutav. So the Ramak is telling us that the main aspect of image and likeness they are the deeds of the Holy One, blessed be He. The representation on earth our perspective as to what God is in the world only comes from that which we can perceive, which is that which God has caused and causes and will cause. And therefore it is action which is the key to image and likeness. Lefichach, roi shitameh el pu'ulot haketer. It is therefore proper that each and every one of us, that we should specifically emulate the actions of God's will, meaning the way that God expresses Himself in His very essence of desire in our existence. And this is done, Shehen Shlosh Esrei Midot, through 13 expressions, 13 attributes, Shel Rahamim, Elyonot, of compassion, Urmuzot Besod Psukim. And the following Psukim, they have a hint that there we will find the 13 of these expressions of God's will in terms of our existence and being. And on these 13, the Ramak will expound, and we will, in a shortened form, go through each one of the 13, expound how we should emulate our Creator. First understanding what it is that this particular attribute is, and then how we apply it. So the psukim, mi el kamocha nose avon va'over al pesha l'sherit nachalato lo hechazik le'ada po ki hafetz chesed hu. Who is like you, God, who pardons sin, forgives transgression of the remnants of his heritage? He does not maintain eternally his anger, because he desires kindness. Yashuv yerahamenu ichbosh avonotenu v'tashlich bimsolot yam kol chatotam titen emet li Yaakov chesed l'Abraham asher nishbata l'avotenu mime kedem. He will again show compassion to us. He will conquer our sins. He will cast all of these sins, all of their sins, into the sea. He shows truth to Yaakov, kindness to Abraham. That which you have sworn to our fathers from the beginning of days, from the olden days. Im ken, if so, roish timatsena bo shlosh esre midodelo. It is therefore proper for us to find within here the 13 traits and describe them and deal with them. And now we will explain the 13 attributes. The first, mi el kamocha, who is like you, God? More al heyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech ne'elav sove elbon ma shelo yichirehu rayon. This is an expression of how Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, is a tolerant king, that He bears insults, and in such a fashion that it is impossible for logic, is impossible for the human mind to comprehend. There is nothing that is not within the peering vision of God. Yet nevertheless, seeing all, knowing all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bears all. What do we mean to say by bear? Because every single being that's in existence only exists by the continual desire, the continual ratzon, the continual will of God for his existence to be, and therefore the continued hashpa, the continued flow to his substance and existence into every single one of his limbs. And therefore, if God willed it to be cut off, it would cease to exist. Yet man, when he sins, he is sinning against the very request of the king. And therefore, really, even the smallest of infraction should cause his being sniffed out from the world. Yet nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to pour upon him the vitality that allows him to continue to exist. Understanding what that is, Now we understand, how is it that we should behave in connection with this specific aspect? Tzniha savlanut, with patience and tolerance. V'cheneyoto ne'elav afilu l'madregazo, that no matter what level of insult is showered upon him, that he should bear it. He should not restrain himself in being benevolent to all those that exist, all those that come into his connection, into his interactions. That he should be tolerant and patient. The second trait, nose avon, pardon iniquity. This is even greater than patience and tolerance that we find in the last attribute. Because every time a person sins, a destructive angel is created as a result. A force that stands to oppose this person in the holy courts. Meaning to say that that person, that creation of God, who is in the form of God, in His image, now has an accuser that exists and stands before God and points to Him and says, this is the person who made me, this is the sinner. Meaning that not only is the concept of being patient, meaning continuing to allow the sinner to exist, but this has one up on that, and that He pardons and sets aside the concern and the fact that now exists this accusing angel, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to exist and the accuser. This is a tremendous aspect of tolerance and patience. Shizon mifanes b'riya ra'ah shebara hotei, that he, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows and continues to sustain this evil creation that is as a result of this man's sins. Ad sheyashuv, until he does tshuva. Oh, God forbid, punished. Yomod Adam, from here we should learn kama sirich shiyeh savlan, how incredibly important it is for us to have this patience, to have this tolerance. Nisbol avel chaviro v'ra'otav she'erad, to bear all that which can be dished upon us in terms of insult and evil. Up until the point shadayim ra'ato kayemet, that it still has some existence of the evil, stands in front of us. But he bears it until his friend has the opportunity to repent, and that all matters that exist as a result of this evil that has transpired have disappeared. The third trait, v'over al pesha, and he forgives transgression. Zo midah gdola, this is a tremendous trait of God. Shere'en ha-mechila ayedei shaliach. The point is that it's not just that God forgives, that He does not place anyone else, meaning any emissary, to fulfill this desire of forgiveness. El ayedom ha-mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it is done by God Himself. God Himself is the one that brings and does the forgiveness. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He Himself cleans our dirty laundry. We can't yitpayesh adam l'shuv lachto. From that, a person should be embarrassed. Should be embarrassed to sin. Sheremelach ba'atzmo rohetz l'chluch begadav, because it is God Himself who is doing His laundry. That's what this should be. That we constantly bear this in mind and live our lives in a fashion where we understand that God has a very close relationship with us. And therefore, understanding that while He may be tolerant, the tolerance is in the head of the king. How can we allow such a thing to exist and to happen? So it is that each and every one of us should never say, why should I be the one to come fix somebody else's problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He Himself is willing to fix our problems. We have to be ready to fix each other's problems. Hadalah, the fourth trait, L'she'erit nahalato, for the remnant of His heritage. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnehag im Yisrael b'derech zeh, lomar ma yaseh l'Yisrael v'hem krovai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us and treats us as His relatives. That when it comes time to bring decrees upon us, He says, what can I do? What can I do to the Jews? They are my relatives. They are my family. Kach ha'adam im chavero. So it must be that every man with his friend, Ko Yisrael, Hem Sher Basar Elohim Elu, we're all one flesh, we're brothers. Mivnesha Neshomo Kulog Yachad, our souls are connected to each other. Yisrael Arvim Zeh L'Zeh, the Jewish people are bound up with each other. V'roi Shirtzeh B'chashrut Chavero. Therefore it's proper that each and every one of us should desire properness in our fellows. V'lo yidaber b'gnuto klal, and never to speak disparagingly about anyone. V'lo yirtzebo, and never desire evil to happen to any one of us. The fifth midah, lo echezik le'adapo, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not maintain His anger for eternity. So midah acher, this is another midah, she'afilu adam mahazik behet, even if man is persistent in sin, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu mahazik af, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not persist in His anger against him. V'imahazik lo la'ad, el yivatel ka'aso afilu shelo yashuv adam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, for our good, may not for eternity hold back punishment and anger against us. But nevertheless, even when we don't return, Hashem restrains the full bearing against us of His wrath that is truly due to us. V'zo midah roya l'adam l'itnehag ba im chavero, and this is the way we should act with our friends. Afilu shu rashai lo achiach bisurim et chavero o et benav, והן מתייסרים, לא מבני זה ירבה תוכחתו, ולא יחזיק לעשו אפילו שכעס, אלא יבטלנו, ולא יחזיק לעד אפו. That even in a situation where a person can turn around and he can chastise, he can give rebuke to his friends, to his family, his children, and even when they would accept the rebuke that he would lay down for them, a person should nevertheless still restrain himself in the rebuke and punishment that he weighs upon them. There's no reason to be overly harsh with them and to persist in anger. But nevertheless, with this level of restraint, but firmness, all then will be set straight. Havav, the sixth. Ki hafet chesed hu, that God desires kindness. The Ramak writes, Shiesh behechal yedua malachim memunim lekabel gimilu al chesedim shadam oseh ba'olam hazeh. That there is in a certain place, a certain chamber, angels which have been placed there in order to accept the loving kindnesses that man does in this world. And when rises up the trait of strict justice to come against the Jewish people, miad otam malachim marim achesedahu, they flash before God the kindnesses which have been done by man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then shows compassion to the Jews. Mivnei shu hafetz b'chesed, because God desires kindness. V'meyot shehem chayavim, im hem gomlim chesed zeh lazeh merachem aleihem. That even when the Jewish people have coming to them punishment, nevertheless, when they show kindness to each other, Hashem shows compassion to them. Im ken b'midazo ro'i la'adam li'neheg. Therefore, this is the way that man should behave. Afim ra she'adam oseh lo ra u'machiso, even when he sees that somebody is causing him evil and is angering him, im yesh bo tzad tova, if he has any good side to him, shemetiv la'achrim, that that person causes good to others, o midat tova, or he has any good traits, what then? Yispik lo tzad zeh le'yevatel ka'aso me'alav yirtzeh libo imo v'yachpotz chesed, that he should what? He should use this vision of good that he sees from this person to mitigate his own anger and his own feelings against that person. And we too should desire kindness and seek out the ways where possible that this kindness can come to fruition. The seventh trait, Yashuv Yirahamenu. That God will again show us compassion. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnaheg b'midat basar adam. God does not act like man. Shemichiso chaviro kishehu mitratzeimo mitratze me'at lo be'ava kodemet. That what? That when there is between two people a disagreement, that when this altercation occurs, the man does not turn back to his friend and treat him and accept him on the same level he did before. But God is different. That if a person had done wrong and now repents, he's actually considered even greater in God's eyes. במקום שבא לי תשובה עומדים אין צדיקים גמורים יכולים לעמוד. In the place where those who have repented stand, even the completely righteous cannot stand. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only accepts the repentance but assists in the return and presents to us the situations in our lives that allow us to excel even beyond where we once were. That means to say that God will return again on us compassion, Shiyosif Rahamim Yisrael, that He will increase upon the Jewish people compassion, Vitkanem Vikarvem Yoter, meaning He will what? He will perfect us and draw us even closer. That is the way a man has to act with his friends. Lo ye noter eva me'akasa kodem. He does not need to carry hatred in his heart that when comes the time for peace, that his friend is asking and seeking from him love, he should have compassion and have love for him even more than he did before. The eighth, Yichpos Avonotenu, he will vanquish our sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not place sins and merits against each other. We receive reward for what we do right, we get punished for what we do wrong. Ki hinei ha-mitzvah hi keporahat al hatan nitza. The mitzvot, they're budding, blossoming, growing forth. They shoot upwards with no limits before God. They stand on their own, piercing into the heavens. The sins will have no entrance there. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquers them and does not allow them to enter. Understand, Elafilut Sadiq Gamor Vasavir Echat, that even a completely righteous person who does one sin, Domilefanav Kilu Sarafet the Torah, he still stands as if, what? As if he had burned the whole Torah. Aj Shiratse Chovo Va'achakach Yikraskar Kol Mitzvotav. Meaning that afterwards, when he has gone ahead and he has regained himself before God by dealing with all his sins, by tshuva, by punishments, after then he receives all the reward of the mitzvot that he has done, but those sins don't stand against those mitzvot. They're not on a scale with them. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not let things slide. Everything is dealt with. It's only through tshuva, through repentance, are these matters mitigated. And lo aleinu, and it should never occur for us, through punishments, that these things can be mitigated. But once mitigated, all our merits stand for us without exception. So this is also the way we should act. That what? That he should not what? Turn around and push down, that he should not push away the good of his friends and remember only the evil that he did to him. Just the opposite. Yichboshara, he should set aside anything bad that happened and forget it. Meaning, don't bring into mind, don't mention the past. Embrace the good that is in each and every one of us. The ninth midah, v'tashlich bimsulot yam kol chatotam. You will cast, you're going to throw their sins into the depths of the sea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only does he turn around and he accepts us and our tshuva and our repentance. But those very, very aspects of evil which existed as a result of our sins, or existed for the purposes of setting our lives in order, or as a result of our sins to punish us, those very things then bear the brunt of God's wrath and not us. Eliyashuva mal Haman al Rosho, just like Haman the Rasha, who wished to destroy the Jewish people, when the Jewish people repented, and his very existence was to oppose us. His ability to oppose us came from our very sins to begin with. He bears the brunt of the wrath of God when we return. When a person confesses his sins, he does so with the desire that he should be pure. And that even if he is able and willing to accept the responsibility, as he should, for his sins, he nevertheless requests that God should show compassion upon him and purify him, not by the means of Yisurim Kashim, of difficult trials, and by way of Yisurim Kalim, Shelo Yeh Behem Bito Torah, but rather with trials and punishments that will only be of a light nature, that will not take us away from our service to God. So what happens? The Kadosh Baruch Hu sees our willingness, sees the purity that we seek, and he throws down the very means, the very aspects, and the very things which exist to cause us the pain, and throws them out, that they be the korban, that they be the sacrifice. And he grants us the tahara, he grants us the purity that our hearts are screaming for and desiring. So also we have to act. That even in a situation where somebody's pounding on our enemies, that we see that when things are going down for our brother, that we immediately see him as being clean the second that things are going the other way. And you what? You have compassion upon him, and you save even your friend, you save your neighbor from his enemies, and you don't allow him to take the full brunt of anything. And never say avona garam lo, that his sins, they are the cause of this for him. But rather that what? You show the compassion that even when the tides are turning for those which you have had anger between you and them, that you not stomp on them, but help them out. And you help them out as soon as possible, so they should bear the least possible of any trials. The tenth midah, titen emet liYaakov. He shows truth to Yaakov. Mizo sheyesh Yisrael ma'ala. The name Israel, this name that applies, the name Israel applies to a higher level, a higher aspect of the Jewish people. The name Yaakov, though, is referring to Otam HaBenonim, to those people that are in the middle. She'enam yudim litnaheg lifnim mishurat adin, they do not know how to go beyond the letter of the law. There are two ways that a person can live their life. They can either live their life rolling through, just trying to avoid breaking any rules, and when it's convenient, to do some good. And there's a second way of living our lives, where we're looking to go beyond the letter of the law, where even within the law, to fulfill every detail and to invest within it the aspects of awe and love that are proper in the service of God. But for those people that are still walking on the path of truth, they're not doing anything wrong, and when they can, they do something good. That is the path of truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with them in a similar fashion. He acts with them in a matter of truth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so forth also. So what happens on the side of what good they do and what positive they act? HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with them and has compassion upon them and like. Gam ken Adam. So also this is the way we have to act. So im chaviro al sada yoshev emet. We have to act with all people on this aspect of truth. Bli la'atot mishpat chaviro, that we should not what pervert any justice that's due to our friends. The rechem alav emet, to have compassion upon him in truth. That we should be truthful and honest and straight with everybody. Kmo sheshem yibarach merachem al abriyot abenonim b'midat emet. Just deals with everyone that's in the middle, with every single human being, in truth, with a perfect aspect of justice that is proper and measured, in order what? In order so that they should ultimately come to a level of perfection, regardless of the fact that they may not apply themselves to their fullest abilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless deals with them faithfully. The 11th is Chesed LaAvraham. This though is for a different type of person. Haynu Chesed LaAvraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu minaheg b'midat chesed im otam shehem kamo Avraham b'hitnahagut. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the people, with the aspect, with the midah, with the trait of kindness, which is the trait of Avraham, with those people that act like Avraham, meaning those people that live their lives beyond the letter of the law with desire and a zeal because of their love and their awe to fulfill every single aspect and to make the most of every moment, and to God forbid never find themselves being party or being connected to sin in any fashion. And so that is also the way that we need to behave as well. That with everybody we need to be tolerant to those people who are dedicating their lives, those people who are showing commitment to what is right, commitment to God, commitment to His Torah, to learn, to teach, to be leaders for the Jewish people, for those people. Leloyote veyote, to them you need to have even more compassion. When you go home and you think that your rabbi, that there's something wrong in his speech, that something didn't go the way you want, that he didn't seem to be as compassionate to you as much as you think that he should have been, have extra compassion because he's dedicated himself. He's gone beyond for you. Realize that for those that are like Abraham and that are going and giving everything and all for the Jewish people and for the Creator, that we need to sit back and realize that sometimes it escapes us the full realm of all that which is occurring, and all that which is there is not always the way it may appear, and therefore we have to give them the benefit of the doubt more and greater and beyond all others. V'yarachem aleihem nikanes imehem lifnei mishurat hadin shehu minehag ba im shaar adam. We have to show them compassion beyond what the letter of the law would normally require for another human being. Their dedication takes them beyond their families, beyond the norms of what any human being normally endures. The stress is huge. Understand and be compassionate. And he must always place in his mind and see those people that are dedicated and committed and doing. They should have an importance in his perspective on all of the utmost degree. And he should have love and desire for them. And he should make a point that these should be among his friends, for their passion for doing what's right, being in his ring of friends, will be what sets them all off to excel and go beyond. The 12th trait, Asher nishbata la'avoteinu, which you have sworn to our fathers. This is for the third aspect, the third way of living a life, which is not a way of living a life. Yesh ben adam she'enam hagunim. This is for those that are not acting properly. V'kadosh baruch hu merachem hakulam. But nevertheless, God is compassionate on all of them, and He remembers always all of us for good. So that's the way we should be. V'kachi adam af in yivka barashayim. Even when you come across an evil person, you should be cruel to them or abusive to them. But have compassion upon them. So sov hem bnei Abraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. At the end of all things, they still are the children of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. If they're not kosher, their fathers were kosher, their fathers were proper. Because what? If you treat cruelly these people, if you treat cruelly even the Rashaim, how is it then for their fathers? A friend of mine was working as a prosecutor. One time he had to represent somebody of the cruelest of natures. And in the end, he only had one defense, which he stood and stated before the judge. Your Honor, my client had a mother. So this is always the case. We should always remember, no matter who we are, no matter how low anybody gets, they always have their forefathers. They always have their parents. There's always those that were righteous that were before them, and these are their children. Have compassion on them, if not for themselves, but for their forefathers, for their parents. Ein ratzoni shiyitbazu avotehem al yidai. Don't be the one that causes the anguish that causes a black spot on their parents. Therefore, each and every one of us should always strive to conceal the disgrace of every human being and try and do what we can to improve every other human being and, of course, ourselves. And the 13th midah, Mimei Kedem, from days of old. Mamash Zocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimei Kadmonim. That truly God always remembers the days of old. He remembers the Avot. He remembers their service. He remembers the relationships that existed between himself and the tzaddikim, the righteous of all the generations. Ava Shaya Mikodem. He remembers the love that existed. Umrahem Yisrael. And so is compassionate on the Jews. He remembers everything that they fulfilled from their birth and on, their qualities, and all of those remembrances, they act as a treasure before God, inciting compassion onto the Jewish people. Kach Adam Itaken Hanagato Im Bnei Adam. So a person has to work in terms of the way he behaves with other people. Shafir Lo Yimsa Ta'ana Me'elu Aniskarot. That even if he cannot find reasons from everything that's been said for showing love and compassion on his fellow, Yomar, he should say, Kfar Hayasha Kodem Shlochatu. There were times in the past where there wasn't sin. And at that time, that in those times they were kosher. No matter how evil somebody is, there's always the innocence of their youth before whatever events occurred in their lives to turn them in the directions that they've turned, wherefore any of the choices that they've made, there was always some aspect of good that always existed in everyone. Think about the good which they did in their youth when they were younger. And in that way, a person will not find a single human being that exists that it's not proper to pray for his benefit, to pray for compassion upon him. Everybody is worthy of some kindness. God willing, with the kindness that we will show each other, for each other, all the kindnesses that we will strive for will come forth from that tremendous merit. That will beg of God to send the righteous Mashiach speedily in our days.